Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Salamu alaykum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to The Teacher. Dear listeners, this is your host Ali, and in today's episode of The Teacher, we're going to be talking about one of the institutions and one of the systems, rather the divine system of guidance, that is called Imamah. Imamah is that same continuation of the mission, the prophetic mission of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and prophets before them. As we know, there were 124,000 prophets sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this face of planet Earth. And last of all those prophets is our dear prophet, our respectable prophet, our beloved prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, one of the purposes and goals of the prophet was to guide humanity. Okay, this was one of the goals, right? Guide them towards reality, guide them towards truth, guide them towards divine teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, once the prophet passes away from this world, who takes up this responsibility? What system has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in place for the guidance of the generations to come? And we say that that setup, that apparatus, that entire institution is the institution of Imamah. The institution of Imamah only to guide human beings towards truth and religion and Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, they are the appointed leaders. Now, before anything else in the discussion of this issue, we must note one necessary point, and that is that it can clearly be seen in Holy Quran that the position of leadership is the highest station that a human being can possibly attain, and that it is even higher than the station of prophethood and having a divine mission, because in the story of Abraham, the idol destroyer, peace be upon him, it says, chapter 2, verse 124, "And remember that Abraham was tried by his Lord with certain commands. When he fulfilled, he said, 'I will make thee a leader, an imam, to the nations,' he pleaded, 'and also imams from my offspring,' he answered, 'but my promise is not within the reach of evildoers.'" In this way, Abraham, after moving through the station of prophethood and his divine mission and victory in the various divine tests made of him, is then given title, valuable position of external and internal, material and spiritual leadership of the people. The Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also, in addition to the position or station of prophethood and mission, has the station of leadership and imamah as well. So our Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was an imam as well. And then his successor, Imam Ali alayhi salam, was the first of the 12 imams. But Prophet himself, and this is important, brothers and sisters, you need to realize and understand this point. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was not only a prophet and messenger, in addition, he was an imam as well. And we have a tradition from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam verifying this very fact that he was an imam, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an imam as well. With this, we're going to take a break, and once we come back from the break, we're going to talk further about this very topic. Stay with us.
Thank you. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is Brother Mahdi. The discussion, the qualities of an imam. Now, regarding the qualities of an imam, it has been narrated in Sahih al-Bayhaqi, Musnad Ahmad ibn Hanbal, as quoted in Sharh ibn Abil Hadid, and in Tafsir al-Kabir by Fakhruddin al-Razi, that the Messenger of Allah said, "He who wants to see Noah in his determination, Prophet Nuh, Adam in his knowledge, Abraham in his clemency, Prophet Ibrahim, Moses in his intelligence, Prophet Musa, and Jesus in his religious devotion, Prophet Isa, if he wants to see all of these prophets, he should look at Ali ibn Abi Talib." How amazing is this tradition? So we can say that based upon this tradition found in the books of tradition of the Ahl al-Sunnah brothers, that the Messenger of Allah himself has said that the qualities of Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, are at the same level as the divine prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, namely the divine prophets Nuh, Adam, Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa. And these also happen to be some of the great prophets, the Ulul Azm Anbiya. And the qualities that they had, which are the qualities of Imam Ali and likewise the qualities of an imam, namely determination, knowledge, clemency, intelligence, and religious devotion. Now, why should we stop here? Let us find another tradition where it talks about the qualities of an imam. So it has also been narrated from Salman al-Farsi from an authentic chain of narration where the Holy Messenger of Allah describes the qualities of an imam. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, says to Salman, after he talks about himself and Imam Ali and Hazrat Fatima and Imam Hassan, he says to Salman, "You already know al-Husayn. Then there will be the master of the worshippers, Ali ibn al-Husayn Zayn al-Abidin. Then his son Muhammad ibn Ali, the piercer of the knowledge of the early and the later prophets and messengers, al-Baqir. Then Ja'far ibn Muhammad, the truthful tongue of Allah, al-Sadiq. Then Musa ibn Ja'far, the one who kept his rage silent through patience in Allah, al-Kadhim. Then Ali ibn Musa, pleased with the secret of Allah, al-Ridha. Then Muhammad ibn Ali, the chosen one from the creatures of Allah, al-Muqattar. Then Ali ibn Muhammad, the guide to Allah, al-Hadi. Then Al-Hasan, son of Ali, the silent, trustworthy guardian over the secrets of Allah, Al-Askari. Then Mim Ha Mim Dal, Muhammad, called Ibn Al-Hasan, the announcer who establishes the right of Allah. What a beautiful tradition, dear brothers and sisters, where we find that the Holy Prophet has specifically named during his own lifetime the 12 imams that are to come after him. And this tradition also shows us the qualities of an imam, namely the qualities of an imam that should be seen in an imam is the peak of worship, the peak of obedience and servitude, the mastery of knowledge. He should be one who is truthful, patient, courageous, brave, satisfied, content with the will of Allah. He is the guide to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The imam is the most trustworthy. The imam is the one who is the most believable and the one who establishes the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. Thanks for listening.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it?
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before we went on to the break, we were talking about the institution of imamah, the system of imamah, or the divine leadership in Islam. The conditions and special qualities of the imams is what we're talking about today. And we said that this leadership, the socio-political leadership of the human beings, is the highest level that Allah gives to a divinely appointed prophet or imam. And we said that in addition to our 12 imams being those leaders, we have somebody higher than them, and that is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is not only a prophet, he's not only a messenger, but also an imam as well. Now, we know that the conditions and qualities necessary for receiving of any position relates to the duties and responsibilities which a person must perform in that position or station. That is, however much the station is elevated, the responsibilities are heavier and greater. In the same proportion, the conditions and qualities necessary for the position are greater as well. For instance, in Islam, a person who has the responsibility to judge and even to bear witness and become the congregational prayer leader must be just. It is a condition. Wherever the necessity of for bearing witness arises, justice is necessary. It is clear what conditions are honored in order to reach the position or station of imamah, with the extraordinary importance which it has. In general, the following conditions are vital for an imam. And before we go over these conditions, I would like to point out that these are not the only conditions. It's a sample of these conditions, a very concise list that we've brought for you. But the conditions of imamah, the condition of this divine leadership, these conditions are very long, exhaustive list. So not everyone can qualify for it. But some of those conditions we have brought for you here, which are vital for an imam. The first one is the infallibility, or being free from sin and error. This is by far the most important of the conditions, brothers and sisters. Always keep in mind that the infallible imams, the 12 imams, the successor of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were infallibles, just like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Okay, in terms of their infallibility, there is no difference because they're made from one nur. They're made from that same light. Second one is overflowing with knowledge. This is yet another one, very, very important condition, brothers and sisters. No one can ever supersede the knowledge of an imam. No one can ever have more knowledge than an imam. And it could be like knowledge of anything. We're not talking about just the religious sciences. We're talking about any knowledge of what exists between the skies and the earth and below the earth and above the skies. The third one is courage. Nobody can be as brave as the imams. The fourth one is austerity. And the fifth one is ethical or moral attractions. And this is again a very beautiful trait and a beautiful condition for any imam. They have that automatic attraction for every human being. No matter who meets them, they get inspired by their ethical and moral values, and they feel attracted towards them. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
La ilaha illallah.